RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
7 o'clock, good morning. It is the Tee to Green Golf Show every Saturday right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. It is your local spot here in Western New York for the best in golf talk. Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Thanks for being with us here as we give you the best talk here over the next hour. We're also on our Tee to Green Facebook live page. So if you're up this morning, maybe going through your phone or your computer, you can check us out there as well if you want to see where we are today. We're at the beautiful Donald Ross offices and studios here in Clarence, and some cool shirts and some apparel that we are looking at right now.
It's your dream closet,
Kevin,
Brian.
Sylvester,
I thought it was Kevin's closet.
Yeah.
Sometimes this could be Kevin's closet. Absolutely. We have a great show here today. Yes, we'll be providing you some cool pictures on Twitter. Feel free to check some of them out. I just tweeted some of them out at Brian WGR. Of course, we'll be talking about the PGA Championship. Last week, just an exciting ending to the final round of what was a really good tournament. So we'll have lots on that. Of course, Tiger involved, Brooks Koepka winning his second major of the year. We'll give you our opinions on that. Of course, a lot on Donald Ross and the sportswear that we are seeing here right in front of our very eyes. We'll talk about that. We'll get on our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. The Western New York PGA had another busy week. They had their section championship on Monday, also hosting 80 golfers, junior golfers, with the all-star event on Thursday at Glen Oak. So we'll talk about that. And the Western New York PGA is involved in an event, a charity fundraiser called the 100 Holes of Golf, coming up later in August. So we'll talk to the executive director of the Western New York PGA, Stephen Barkowski, coming up at 7:45 today. And the Ryder Cup now, in terms of the automatic spots for the United States team, has been sealed. So we'll give you our thoughts on that as we roll on here from the Donald Ross offices in Clarence. As we'll talk about that in just a moment, but let's do a couple of minutes on the PGA Championship. Pretty tremendous stuff. Kevin Sylvester, let's start with you here.
I thought Josh Allen was great.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Last, I just want to get that out there.
That's right. He was great, no doubt.
Okay, no, the PGA Championship, I mean, it was electric with Tiger in the mix, right? I mean, which I feel bad saying the first thing, Tiger Woods, but he was unfortunate. If anybody else won, like if Ricky Fowler won, that would have been the story, right? But the story is Tiger Woods, because Brooks Koepka, who is not the most outgoing person, or at least hasn't been, right? I mean, do you ever pick him?
When I changed my pick on Saturday, I did.
Okay, but
yes.
But I mean, you know, going into it, everybody's picking Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, want to see Tiger, Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas, who just come off a win. And Brooks Koepka, despite winning back-to-back U.S. Opens, still wasn't garnering respect. He's got it now. I mean, he's won three of the last seven majors. You know, he drives the ball a mile pretty straight.
He didn't even play in the Masters. Three of his last six seasons that he's
played. That he's played in.
Yeah.
That's correct.
That's even better. Yeah.
He, you know, the guy's pretty clutch when it comes. Well, he hits it so close, right? Hits it so far. He's got a wedge in his hand when most guys have, you know, mid irons, Jeff, or seven or eight irons. And that gives him short putts for birdie. Dominated the golf course.
I have a new man crush. Let's put it that way.
He is a well put together individual.
Well, that and his game is stupid. Yeah, he just and he seems to be the new breed that turns the lights on when the majors are there too. So that makes it fun to watch. Tiger made it fun to watch. Everybody in the event was great. They're making birdies all over. Everybody was riveted on that back nine with what was going on. It was really, really fun to watch. And you know, you look forward to events like that, and they don't always end up achieving what your expectations. This one exceeded expectations, and I think it brought a lot of people back into golf.
Tiger is lamenting two things, I think. His start on Thursday.
And the 17th hole.
Yeah. Yep, those two things.
Yeah, he didn't take advantage of that hole. I mean, Saturday's round, but he's got a putt for eagle.
Three-putted, yeah.
And then three-putted. I mean, Sunday he makes eight birdies, ends up shooting a 6-under round, 64, the lowest Sunday round for him ever, which is
in a major.
In a major, which is pretty amazing. And but the fact that he did have some bogey sprinkled in, which added up to eight birdies along the way. I mean, pretty much essentially every other hole he's making a birdie over the course of the round. And, I mean, that really added to the excitement. Every time he makes a birdie, you think, okay, this is it. This is the fun that we've all been waiting to see. And Koepka just never.
Did you ever think Koepka was going to slip, though? At any point,
no.
Did you think in his up here, there's the shot that went away?
Yeah, Tiger was going to have to catch him.
Yeah.
And he almost did.
Yeah, even when he hit it in the rougher, he hit it in the fairway every time, Koepka, too. But, I never at one point thought that Tiger had to birdie 17, I figured, or make something big to make it anything happen, because you never thought Koepka was going to slip.
And you know why Koepka isn't thought of, or, well, he will be now. All right, but prior to this, because he was Lee Jansen, right, before.
Yep.
He was Andy North before. Like, really, all he won was a couple of U.S. Listen to me. Yeah. Really, all he won was a couple of U.S. Opens.
Right.
No, but he had one other tour. He had one other tour win.
Yeah.
You know, he won the 2015 Waste Management Phoenix Open. Hmm. And it's not like he's winning regularly like Jordan Spieth is, like Justin Thomas is, like the other players. He's not winning the tour events. He's winning majors.
And
so
how about
four wins, right?
Well, he was out of commission for a bit too, wasn't he? He was hurt.
He had the injury earlier.
But I mean, prior to that, I'm talking prior to the injury.
He, in his acceptance speech when he was awarded the trophy, even talked about how that he knows part of his game that needs to be better is that he said that he needs to play the regular tour events with more focus. He said, you know, they were asking him, like, why all of a sudden in the majors you're getting it done? You have more wins in majors than regular just PGA Tour wins.
Right.
I think it's 3-2. And he said, you know what, I focus more here. He goes, I need to do that more on a regular basis. I mean, geez, if he can do that, look out.
He's been quoted before saying he doesn't watch golf because golf is boring. He's been quoted saying that, and they're like, you know.
See, I have a hard time with that. It sounds like every high handicapper, I had the greatest round of my life today in the final round of the club championship because I focused. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
I played against one of those guys in an event on Wednesday.
Yeah. Wow, I feel like he's developing. You know, he's developed his game and he's maturing. You know, he's still a young man as far as the tour goes.
Yeah.
He's been out there for a bit. And I think he's learning how to play, and his game matches majors because he can smash it, and he putts beautifully, and he seems to be unflappable. He doesn't seem like he could ever get frazzled. Some of those other guys seem like they might get frazzled out there.
Yeah, he's a you know, and it's interesting. Nobody talks about him lifting weights, right?
No.
I mean, he's a big weightlifter.
Yeah.
Like he even said this Sunday of the U.S. because they asked me the other day how much he benches.
You think he lifts weights?
Well, maybe he's like Herschel Walker. Oh, doesn't lift a weight.
I thought he was
life,
like you,
know?
Kevin, just gifted.
Yeah, well, you know, he's got a little bit more on me than that. But no, he said they asked him how much he could bench press. And he said, well, Sunday of the U.S. Open, I did 225 12 times. Who's doing a bench press before the final round of a major? Brooks Koepka is, right? You know? You don't look like that way by accident.
Keeping him busy. Yeah, he wasn't watching the early coverage.
He was hitting the gym?
Hitting the gym. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We do need to get him some Donald Ross shirts because the sleeves on the shirts that he wears look a little tight around those biceps.
Might be by design.
Well, it could be. Well, speaking of design, right?
Good point.
Let's bring in our guest here, Brian, because we are at Donald Ross Stews. We have the luxury of wearing their great golf clothing this year on our TD Green Tour. And Rob Stein here, the president and founder of Donald Ross Sportswear, joins us here from his home away from home, his office.
It might be my home.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. I live 5 minutes away, so I spend a lot of time here, and it's a pleasure to.
Thanks for having us here, by the way.
You're welcome, and glad that you guys are here, and glad that we've been able to affiliate ourselves with each other recently, and look forward to a long and enjoyable relationship with you guys.
Yeah, well, we love the clothing, and everybody comments. I'm just going to move this a little closer.
We want the audience to hear you back,
yeah.
Rob.
Okay, great.
Yeah, there we go.
I'll try to speak up. Also.
Yeah. But
never been a problem for me before.
When I tell people, you know, who see the clothing, they're like, I saw this Donald Ross from Buffalo. And this is, you know, people are like, Donald Ross Clothing's headquartered in Buffalo. I'm like, yeah, so kind of tell us the story, how he originated and why Buffalo.
Sure. I moved to Buffalo 20 years ago, taking a job. I worked for a company called Hartmarks for many years, and Hartmarks had several layers of price points and businesses and so forth, and I had been with a company based in Rochester, a division also of Hartmarks, Hickey Freeman, which owned a brand.
Their suit Jones. Company, right? Art Chapter
yeah,
Marks.
Yeah, they also
and
owned
stuff, yeah.
The Bobby Jones brand. And the company enjoyed the golf business, and I'd worked there as a salesman and a regional manager and so forth. And they selected me to start another brand for them that was going to be based in Buffalo and headquartered in the M. Weil offices and factory on Elmwood Avenue. So I moved here at the end of 1999 in order to start another golf brand for Hartmarks by the name of Pringle of Scotland. I did that for a couple years. The business moved from Buffalo to New York City, so I spent a lot of time commuting down to New York several years, 7 or 8 years. Kind of 45 plus weeks a year going to New York, and
sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was. Well, the first couple of years were pretty cool, but in any event, I ran Pringle, and then the company ran into some issues with financially, and they consolidated some things, and I ended up running a business involving Jack Nicklaus Sportswear for, I guess, about 4 more years. Again, commuting back and forth to New York, and you know, I got my family and so forth here, and trying to raise kids and so forth, and enjoyed that immensely. However, too tiring, not enough autonomy, not enough control, and so forth. So, I, having been in the apparel business my entire life, I kind of dreamed of owning my own shop, and started to formulate ideas somehow of. You know, what could I do to compete in the marketplace? And I had admired Donald Ross. I didn't really know much about Donald Ross, but I really admired him and the golf courses and so forth. And I got this idea that I would try to approach the family and see if they were interested in doing a licensing agreement that would allow me to manufacture clothing using the likeness and the brand of Donald Ross and so forth. And I located them in Cleveland, Ohio, sometime in the early 2000s, and put together a business plan and kind of, you know, kept working in New York and doing my thing, and kind of, I didn't snap, I just came to the realization, I guess, turning the ripe old age of 50, that, you know what, I can do this. I watched friends of mine had started apparel companies and so forth, and I thought, you know what, I've been traveling as long as these people. I know the same customers. I've had a lot of success with these people. And so I finally got the courage up with the support of my wife and a couple other close friends to try to start this company. Everyone kind of thought it was a great idea, and I had a couple of good advisors. I didn't have any money. And in order to start one of these enterprises, money's, you know, you got to buy inventory. So over the next, I resigned from Hartmarks the first day of 2007. I immediately went to work trying to find investors. And by the middle of middle to the end of 2008, I found those people. And we launched the brand at the PGA Show in 2009. So we're actually celebrating our 10th year in business.
And you're planning, as people in the industry know, you're already planning next fall's clothing line, right? That's the way it works.
Next spring, right?
Next spring, we're selling next
selling,
spring.
Selling, wow.
Yeah.
Next fall. You're planning next fall, right?
Next fall, we're planning.
And trying to predict trends, right? Is that what you're...
Well, yes. Yeah. Yes, we are. Luckily, I've got a great team of people here, luckily, we've got great information, we've got great computer systems and so forth, and, you know, this business of men's golf apparel is very trend influenced, so we're fairly certain of a lot of things, okay, that people will be doing next year.
When you say fairly certain, are you certain of the colors, of the styles?
You know... In today's world, people like to wear color, mostly the color blue, whether it be a light blue, medium blue, royal blue, navy blue. So
just like our shirts have,
just like almost everything we make, because the reality is, if you look around you, this is what people are comfortable wearing. This is what people look good in. It's just an it's not very noteworthy unless you do what we do, but this is how people dress.
Well, I think one of the and folks on Facebook Live can see the angle we have here, and I'll change the angle a little bit later to kind of show the
some of the shirts.
Yeah, the racks here. I mean, this is
Kevin's
awesome.
Closet. Yeah.
Yeah, that is my dream closet. But the mannequins that are behind our location here, and one of the neat things that Donald Ross does is in the display is layering. Mm-hmm. And using those colors for different layers, and every golfer listening, like, who doesn't love a good, comfortable performance golf shirt and a great pullover to go with it? And then you throw a vest on there, or you know, you have a couple layers on there. That's one of the things I see a differentiator between you and competitors.
Well, I think thank you. I think we go out of our way to do that. I think that we have elevated the art of golf apparel, hopefully, to a status of important, of taste. We work hard at that. The second layers, the layering idea has become very important in the last several years as a mode of dressing where you can start off the morning and it's cool, and you can remove a layer. If it gets warmer again and you're wearing three layers, you can take off another layer and so forth, and then you can add things back on at the end of the day. It just makes, you know what, everything's about convenience, and the days of just either wearing a winter jacket or, you know, a Barracuda jacket after work or something like that, there's a lot of great solutions now to heat and to moisture, wicking into rain and so on, and sun and so on and so forth. So we try to capitalize on that, and you know, it turns the consumer on pretty well.
7:16 is the time here on Tee to Green. We are live at the Donald Ross offices, studios, whole bunch of awesome clothing right in front of our eyes here. If you want to see some of us or see some of it, you can go to our Tee to Green Facebook page. Kevin will be changing the angle of the camera in a little bit.
I'll be doing a fashion show, too, and commercial breaks.
Right. And whoever thought fashion would be, you know, aligned with the three of us.
That's right. That's right. But our Tee to Green shirts, if you'd recognize them, we've got our normal green and navy blue striped Donald Ross shirts on this week here at Donald Ross. We got more coming up here in just a little bit on some of the Western PGA events of the week. We'll announce our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge winner from the PGA Championship. By the way, Brant Snedeker, if you didn't know, he had a really good round 2 days ago. We'll talk about that. And the Ryder Cup, all coming up here on Tee to Green. But we're with Rob Stein, the president and CEO here of Donald Ross Sportswear in Buffalo. If there's one thing that Western New Yorkers and especially Buffalonians had, it's a pride about their city, and they're quick to defend their city for everything, even if it's bad sports teams. They're ready to defend them right away.
Yeah, we have bad sports teams?
At times, it's happened. But
that's the opinion Rob was expressing.
That's right.
Yes.
But to be
based in fact, by the way, over the last few years. But anyway,
but I
not
mean,
last year.
The resurgence of the area and the city over the course of the last decade or so. I mean, one thing that I think people are very proud about here is being local and, you know, being in Buffalo, I know that people, I'm sure, to hear, maybe I'm sure there's some people listening right now that are hearing that for the first time, that, hey, Donald Ross, the studio's here, the offices, they're in Buffalo. Like, that's, I think people are excited to hear about that. And
Thank you. I agree. We get some interesting visitors at times. Carly, my right-hand person, can verify that. We get some real interesting visitors. But I moved to Western New York 20 years ago from Chicago. I've told this story. I tell it daily, it seems like. And nobody defends Buffalo like I do. Okay? I moved here 20 years ago from Chicago. I find Buffalo to be very much like Chicago, only much more convenient, much easier to get around. Cost of living is substantially lower. Again, I live 5 minutes away. I belong to a beautiful golf club, which is across the street from my house. I can be here in 5 minutes. I can be, my whole life is contained. My staff laughs at me because my life is largely contained between Transit Road and Shimmerville Road on the east, and Main Street and County Road on the north. But
nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong. Exactly. You know what? It makes things, it got a lot more time to spend at work, got a lot more free time. And anyway, getting back to Buffalo, it's a wonderful town. There's great people here. And there's a great environment here for entrepreneurs and for business, frankly.
Donald Ross Sportswear is, and correct me if I'm wrong with it, but it's available in golf shops. Like, people can't, they can go online and check it out, but they can't.
You can
buy
it
online.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Because people are probably wondering, okay, you know, where can I get some Donald Ross?
I want to start searching some of these shirts.
Yeah, and predominantly country clubs, correct?
You can get it at Glen Oak. Country clubs.
At Glen Oak, excuse me.
Get it at Glen Oak where Jeff is. That's right.
This industry, as you guys may or may not know, Jeff, you do know, this industry, retail-wise, was controlled by the golf professional forever, okay? You just bought clubs, you bought shoes, you bought apparel at a PGA golf shop. It was generally a facility that was on a golf course and owned and operated by a PGA golf professional. That changed a lot. Almost completely in the last, probably what, 3 or 4 decades.
Yeah, even once the internet kicked in.
Yeah, yep. Even before that with the superstores and so forth. But I grew up in the golf business. 1970, I started in Chicago as a lowly B caddy at Briarwood Country Club. I was thinking about this last night when you guys were going to ask me, when did I start? Started in the spring of 1970. As a lowly B caddy, made $3 for my first 9-hole loop.
Nice.
Anyway, where were we?
Oh, about you know, folks can get your in the where, golf
oh,
shops.
Our distribution channel. So, you know, I thought, you know, the way that businesses operate, I thought at the time when I started the company that the golf pros needed an advantage, and I thought that providing them with something that was exclusively theirs would be a big advantage to them. And it's worked quite well for us.
The term is green grass.
Green grass only.
Yes.
Correct.
Green grass only.
And, you know, there's very, very few companies that operate this way, and it's something we've become known for and something we're proud of. And the rest is, you know, baked into the story.
One of the cool thing, another cool thing that you've done and I experienced firsthand, even before we had our relationship with TD Green, was your tournament program, where you come in and, you know, a lot of charity tournaments or sometimes invitationals, you get a tee gift, and it was at Orchard Park, and we got to pick. Prior to, you got a web link, and it was, hey, pick out your outfit, so to speak, you know, your shirt pullover combo, or if you want a vest in this, you could pick out a different combination, and then it logoed up, so when the first day of check-in, it was there for you, and everybody loved it, and it's a neat thing, you know?
Something we're really proud of, and, you know, again, selling to Greengrass golf shops exclusively is a wonderful thing. Combining that with something that is every bit as dear and near to us, service, is really one of the real keys of our success, is backing up our customers, backing up our product, and certainly this tournament program is something we started about 5 years ago, And we do tournaments all over the country. We do them in Montana. We do them in Seattle. We do them anywhere and everywhere. And they've proved to be a real relationship builder and a great way to get the word about our brand out to the consumer.
What would you say sets your brand apart from others in terms of, there's obviously choices for golfers.
Absolutely.
So what would you say, hey, this is, especially maybe again, for those that are learning about it right now, hey, Donald Ross is different because...
What? Well, Donald Ross is different for a couple of very important reasons. Number one is we're really the first company to offer the high-tech fabric experience with very traditional styling. So that's just a area that had not been, a bridge that had not been crossed for some reason. The athletic brands, Nike and Adidas, were really way ahead of everybody else with that. And after testing those products out myself personally, I discovered that, you know, there was something real to that. It wasn't just a marketing ploy, that wearing those products, the yarns had engineering in them and so forth to actually wick away moisture and keep people cooler and drier. What further set us apart was the idea of not only the traditional styling, but the traditional cut. So for
why are you looking at me?
For real people.
We're all looking at me. Well, what? No,
we're all me, okay? For you know, you guys are talking about Brooks Koepka and so on and so forth, and I'm looking at the guy and thinking, you know,
not every golfer is shaped like Brooks Koepka.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. So
few
well,
are.
Yes.
Frankly,
that's right.
You know, if you get to the level of country club and so forth, the backbone of these clubs are guys between really 45 and 65 years old, and they don't look like Brooks. They don't play like Brooks. They don't look like Brooks.
Well, they look like Brooks from Shawshank Redemption, not Brooks Koepka. Right?
Yeah. And they want to listen. They need to look good. These guys are generally prominent business people in their communities. And they need to look good, and they want to be comfortable, and that's what we do for them. There's a fairly common sense approach, I think.
And if you can't play good, might as well look good, right?
That's no doubt.
Yeah. Well, and it's sportswear. There is more than just golf shirts. There is. I have one of your Chambray shirts that's a little stretchy material. Mm-hmm. I love that shirt. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, we've kind of pushed it into kind of lifestyle also. So there's a lot of ways we describe our customer and our product, but the country club lifestyle is not inaccurate. Okay, it's very traditional. We're somewhere between Brooks Brothers and Ralph Lauren and things like that. But we've very much got our own identity with our fit and with our fabrications.
Rob Stein with us, the president and CEO here. We are at the Donald Ross offices in Clarence. All right, so if people do want to maybe get more information, where would you have them go?
DonaldRoss.com.
Okay.
Yep, www.DonaldRoss.com.
Excellent. And if your pro shop doesn't have it, ask them for it.
That's right.
You know, that's the best way to get it.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Well, Rob, we love that you invited us here today. We're excited. Kevin, during the commercial break on our Facebook page, you want to do a little tour for everybody?
I brought an extra large bag today, too.
Yeah.
No, it's, people on Facebook Live, you'll see, we'll just take a little run down the row here, and you'll just see the variety and the traditional styling that Rob mentioned, and I think that's the neat part, too. I used to be against horizontal stripes, but it looks good on us.
It does. It's thinning. There's no doubt about
it.
It's good for our new workout regimen, I think.
Yes.
Not thickening. People think sometimes that they're thickening. They're really not. They're just very appropriate, and we sell tons and tons of them. So feel comfortable wearing it, everybody in the radio land.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
We
sure
look good every week going around to all the courses in Western New York wearing these shirts. So thank you for supporting our show.
Our pleasure.
Rob Stein, president and CEO here at Donald Ross. We'll step aside here on WGR and TD Green. When we come back, we'll get our Western New York PGA tip of the week. Mr. Midas will give you his insight. So listen up. More of what the Western New York PGA did this week. A busy week for them. We'll talk about that. Our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge winner from the PGA, the Ryder Cup, Snedeker's 59. Lots to get to here as we broadcast from Clarence, the Donald Ross offices. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Midas. More TD Green coming up next right here on WGR. It is time for our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, and it is brought to you by Donald Ross, World's Finest Golf Apparel, and by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball. This week, the Wyndham Championship going on in Greensboro, North Carolina. And before we actually get to the leaderboard, the story from this tournament includes the leader, Brant Snedeker. He shot a 67 yesterday, pretty decent, but his round one score is the headline of the tournament. He joins the 59 club. He shot a 59 in his round one on Thursday. He leads DA points by two right now. Snedeker is at 14 under par as this tournament wraps up the regular season schedule on the PGA Tour. There are some players that are fighting to get themselves in to the FedEx Cup playoffs, including Sergio Garcia, who's in fourth place right now. He's amongst a huge tie right now for fourth. He's at minus nine, probably the biggest name outside. He came into the week 131. If the tournament ended right now, he would be actually in the field of the FedEx Cup playoffs with this fourth place spot that he would be at right now. But for a 59 to be shot there, Kevin, pretty impressive for Mr. Snedeker, who has a different putting stroke than most, but yeah, everything was rolling in for him.
Well, it's not like it was a tap-in, too, on the 18th hole. He's got that pop stroke, putting stroke. It's a little different to be consistent with, but it works for him. Guy's coming back from, he had a wrist injury earlier this year. I mean, he's been battling, frankly, over the past year, and took his time off and came back. You know, Snedeker's a fantastic player. You know, it's par 70. But that doesn't, you still have to shoot 59. Guys know when they're on that number and the pressure comes down to it. And the one time I witnessed it, working on PGA Tour radio was a couple years ago at the Travelers when Jim Furyk shot 58.
That's
and
right.
He actually had a lip out on the 15th hole on a shorter birdie putt. It popped out of the hole and then he drained like a 35 footer on 16, birdied 17 and just missed on 18 to shoot 57. But it was electric. I mean, you know, just the buzz in the air, like, oh, my God, we got a 59 watch. He shot 58. So it's pretty awesome to achieve that number. And it seems like we have one almost every year, right?
It's becoming more it's becoming more common, that's for sure. Yeah. They're 10 now?
Are you
okay?
I don't know. Jeff,
do I look okay?
Jeff had like a cough. I feel like I was about to come around and you know,
yeah, no, I'm sure. Feeling much better now.
Okay, good. All right.
Yes, that's right.
But yeah, well, you know, guys are hitting the ball farther, you know, the courses that are par 70, that's where they're doing it.
Par 70s,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
There's also a new mode. I mean, things have changed because guys just attack now all day, every day. I mean, they just fire pins on every shot. So you're going to see more of that when they get hot. He said on the his second last tee, he knew he was going to shoot 59.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, I knew it was
there.
Yeah.
Well, you just have that kind of that's how your mind can work in your favor in a lot of ways. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so Garcia is maybe a player to keep an eye on this weekend. Stenson's the defending champion. He's at minus seven.
So last chance to get in the FedEx Cup playoffs.
Yeah, he's outside of the top the list for the FedEx.
Garcia is at the moment.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Stenson, of course, is in. Mm-hmm. But there's some guys that were playing for their card. And
that's right.
You know, I mean, this is a good and a bad week for them. Some of them get in, some of them get out.
Well, if they don't get in, they've got to go to the web.com tour playoffs.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, to try to, you know,
to get it back.
To get one of those 25 cards, competing against guys who've been competing all year long for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to go back. I mean, that's one of the fascinating things now about PGA Tour cards is you've got the 125 FedEx, they are in. You've got the 25 regular season cards on the web.com tour.
Which is, that's at the end of this week, I believe, the web.com tour. Well, that's a cutoff for the top 25.
Sebastian Munoz, by making the cut, secured his card for next year.
They're Pumpkin Ridge this week, right?
That's correct.
Yep.
Yeah, in Portland.
Yes,
so
I saw some of those pictures this week. It's a pretty exciting week for some of these web.com guys.
My favorite web.com tour story is Rob Oppenheim. In the playoffs, he left. And someone bogeyed the final hole, and they got him back in. They had to call him back, like, hey, you made it. Come on back.
Come and get your card.
Yeah, come and get your card, which is kind of neat.
I do miss the drama of Q School, though. I know it gets you into the web.com tour and stuff now, but
yes.
I do. It was cool when they had the Q School where you could just straight get your card right off the street and play on the tour.
But, right. Well, you can't. Well, I mean, you can do what JT Vogel's done this year.
What?
Monday qualified
eight times.
Yeah. That's. It's borderline impossible.
Yeah. Yes, that might be more. That's more difficult than winning one week, I think, on the PGA Tour.
I would say too. That's just such a wild shootout. I mean, and all these. There's 144 great players for four spots,
eight
spots,
eight times. That's incredible.
Yeah,
it's good golfing.
One of the players that you'll see in the Ryder Cup for the USA team is competing this week, and that's Webb Simpson. He's 6-under, so he's involved, but none of the other 7 that have automatically qualified for the Ryder Cup. But Simpson was a bubble player, committed to the event, thinking, like, hey, I got to impress. I might need this, and is playing. He also, of course, has sponsorship ties to the event, too. But he was the last one getting in. He got the 8th spot. The other 7... pretty much were safe going even into the PGA. Koepka sealed himself as the number one points earner there. DJ, Justin Thomas, Patrick Reed, Jordan Spieth, Ricky Fowler, Watson, and Simpson. So those are your 8. Captain Jim Furyk of this year's Ryder Cup team did have a press conference Monday after the PGA Championship at Bellerive, and, of course, was asked about captain's picks, even though the press conference was supposed to be about the top 8. But everybody was asking about Tiger Woods.
Weird.
Kevin, a month ago when we had this discussion, you said, he's Tiger Woods, he's on the team. Then he played pretty well at Bridgestone, and you said, he's Tiger Woods, he's on the team. And then last week happened. So I'll
and
just
the British
I'll,
Open.
I don't even need to ask you. I'll just repeat what you said. He's Tiger Woods.
He's Tiger Woods. He's on the team.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
He'll probably, you know, if they really want to amp up the drama, he'll wait to be the last pick after the FedEx Cup playoffs. But he's Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
he's on the team.
He's on the team.
And I'll tell you what, I think Phil Mickelson's on the team.
Well, that was a question that I did have. Mickelson has not been playing his best golf as of late. Is he actually, is he maybe going to stick it through to maybe that final pick? Or will they just take Tiger and Phil and get it over with right away with those 3 and say, look, these veteran
guys.
Yep, they're a part of it. We need you there. And then, of course, we mentioned other guys that are possibilities. Some of the names that are like, basically, in the mix for the discussion, DeChambeau is 9th in points.
Nope.
You've won't
got
do it.
Kuchar,
no.
Kisner, Zach Johnson's actually had a really good second half of the season.
It'll be ZJ and Kuchar.
I would agree. Yeah, at this point, that's who I'd pick.
But the whole idea of them waiting, they're going to do 3 captain's picks after the second round of the FedEx playoffs.
Right.
Where I'm thinking Tiger will be picked. I'm guessing Phil will get picked. And then one more.
Phil will be the last guy picked.
And then they'll wait to see who's playing hot, maybe, and they do it after the thing. You could see Kuchar or Kisner or Zach Johnson. If one of these guys gets really hot, they
Kisner,
can do it.
Kisner is a he's could throw a monkey wrench in Kuch.
Yeah.
Because he's been playing so good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you want Zach Johnson for his intensity. He's a bulldog. Great guy. He, you know.
Been there, done that, too.
Correct.
Yep.
Kuchar makes a ton of birdies. You have to play long ball on Europe, and he hits the ball very far.
Yeah.
Kisner does not, and that's the only thing. The only reason I can see him not choosing Kisner, but I think Kisner's got a shot at it. I don't think DeChambeau does because I just think chemistry isn't. Oddly enough, saying chemistry to DeChambeau, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
The mad scientist is his nickname, but I think not the congratulatory hand blow off there in Europe. I think that hurt him a lot. And I also think there's some clicks on the tour, and he's not in one yet. Fantastic player, but he hasn't played in an international competition at all. I think DeChambeau is going to do a President's Cup first. I think that's how this is going to work. And then Ryder Cup next time around for DeChambeau,
because
he's going to win a lot on the tour.
7:41 here at the time. Tee to Green on WGR, live on WGR and on our Facebook page on Tee to Green. We're live at the Donald Ross Studios here in Clarence. We appreciate you being with us. If you're just joining us, we spoke with Rob Stein earlier in the show, the president and the CEO, a lot on Donald Ross, why it's here in Buffalo, just the idea behind the brand. We'll have it up on our on-demand audio section at WGR550.com just a little bit after the show's over this morning. I'll also tweet it out at Brian WGR. If you're following me this morning on Twitter at Brian WGR, lots of pictures of some of the great apparel here and some of the shirts, the mannequins, the clothes rack. So if you want to see it, also DonaldRoss.com, you can go and check it out there.
We're actually going to take your photo, by the way, and put your head on one of the mannequins.
We're going to do that before we go?
The showroom, right?
That's good.
I think that'd be cool.
I like it.
You think that'd be cool?
That could be their catalog now.
We could 3D print your head.
That's right.
That'd be even better.
Hey, this Tee to Green shirt would look good in one of their catalogs or on the website, don't you think?
It probably was at some point, yes.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Highlighted shirt.
Okay, time for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. It's brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. We're going to talk about curving the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you can get everybody to hit it like Bubba Watson does, where he hits it two fairways over before he brings it back into his own fairway. But let's talk about curving the ball. What are some of the essential things you have to think about?
Well, first of all, there's a misunderstanding in curving the golf ball. People think, well, if I want to hook it, I aim right, I move back, and then I flip my wrists over, hook it, and then to slice, I open my stance, and I whatever. But the way the golf ball curves is your club swings in a circular path around your body. If the blade is closed to that path that it's swinging on, it hooks or goes left for a right hand. If it's open, it goes to the right. So it's a really simple concept if you understand it. So a lot of times, as a golf instructor, you watch people swing, you can see where their club face is in relation to the path as they swing. And that'll determine whether they hit hooks or fades. So just being aware of that, like if you're trying to hook the ball, people complicate it. You just got to find a way to get that toe a little bit closed at impact. When we're teaching, we use the old saw, if you're hitting hooks, you go out and practice slices. If you're hitting slices, go out and practice hooks. If you're a person who's sliced the golf ball your whole life, you don't know what a hook feels like. How are you ever going to hit a hook? So quick tip there is if you put your left hand as a right-handed golfer on top of the club more, that will close the blade for the most part. But for, you know, to curve the ball, it doesn't necessarily need to be a setup change. It's an awareness of the club face. So if you struggle curving the ball one way or too much the other way, if you're hitting too big of a hooks, go out to the range and try to hit yourself a few slices. Try to get that club face open and just see what that feels like. You want to exaggerate the opposite. If you're hitting big hooks, just go and try to hit the biggest slice and then make a swing and see if you can get that blade a little bit more square. Even little chips, little chip shots, if you can practice just hitting chips 40, 50 yards and trying to hook them a little bit, that will help. You have to be aware, too, the golf ball has changed so much. And when I grew up playing, and probably, Rob, when you grew up playing, there were a lot of golf balls, and you could really, really curve those things. You know, they had a lot of spin, so you could curve them. Now the golf ball is designed not to spin as much. And it's harder to hook a ball like Bubba Watson does. You need to have that much more of a closed club face, that much more of an open club face to make it curve as much as he does, which is...
It's amazing the trust he has to do that, too. Like when you see sometimes where he lines up and where he's aiming versus mm-hmm. where the fairway is, I mean...
It's a feel thing at that point. You know, I'm sure for him it's easy to do. You know, it's pretty easy if you play a lot to get up and hit a big slice. And it's pretty easy if you play a lot to get up and hit a big hook. It's hitting it so it's controlled, you know? The best players in golf, so say you're hitting a draw, not to get too far down a ramp here, but say you're hitting a draw and there's a target out there, the flag. You never want that draw should start right of the flag of your target, and by the time it stops rolling, it should still be right of the target. They call that crossing the line. There's a story about Jack Nicklaus during the 80 Masters when he won. He hits a fade, and apparently only once in the 72 holes did that fade cross the center line. So then once it crosses that center line, it starts working away from your target. And that's what you don't want. That's kind of an advanced, like if you're playing well, that's how you hit your draws and your fades. But it is amazing to curve it that much and have it end up near the target like he does. Mostly, most people fight with, I curve it too much one way or the other.
Yeah.
So if you're curving it too much one way or the other, go to the range and practice the opposite shot. If you can't hit that opposite shot, then you got to find a way to get to that point.
Do you find, Jeff, most amateurs and students want to hit a little draw? And I see most professionals hit a little baby fade.
Well, a fade's a little bit more of a controlled shot, and people with power can hit a fade because they don't need the extra distance a draw provides. If you think of it as a tennis analogy, a draw is like a topspin forehand, where a fade or a cut is like a cutspin forehand. Which one's going to be hit harder, right?
Yeah.
So you'll hit a topspin forehand much harder than you can a cutspin forehand. Tour players, if you've got 128 miles of club head speed, the last thing you need is distance. Hooks can get away from you a little bit sometimes, as Lee Trevino said, right? But a lot of really good players, and plus it's in their technique. It's kind of engineered into their techniques to hit a little bit of a fade.
You can talk to a fade. You can't talk to a hook.
Right.
That's right.
And most players will have one go-to shot. They don't. Tiger's an anomaly probably there where he hits all kinds of shots all the time. Most players are going to hit either a little cut or a little draw. They're going to find one they're comfortable with and stick to it.
Good advice there. Jeff also has lots of video tips. You can check him out, buffalosportspage.com. Okay, when we come back, we'll talk about the busy week for the West New York PGA. Lots of local events. There's an event coming up for charity. We'll talk about that. The Batavia Downs Majors Challenge winner from the PGA as we broadcast live here from the Donald Ross offices in Clarence. We appreciate you being with us. With Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Bitas, Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios, I'm Brian Colziel. More Tee to Green coming up. We'll talk to the executive director of the West New York PGA, Stephen Barkowski. Coming up next right here, live on Tee to Green. Welcome back. TD Green here at the Donald Ross offices in Clarence. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, thanks for being with us. We'll talk about some of the Western New York PGA events of the week and to come here in just one moment. But it is time, as you heard, for our Champions Tour report brought to you by Absolute Care, affordable adult assisted living. Not too far away, the event this week, as the Dick's Sporting Goods Open is in Endicott, New York.
That's the old BC Open.
Correct. That's right.
Yep.
And just right, the opposite of the British Open, but now it's the Open, and now it's the Dick's Sporting Goods.
That's right. One round in, Doug Garwood is your leader. He's at 8 under par. Michael Bradley is one back. Some notables, Rochester's Jeff Sluman playing in the event. He's 5 off the lead. He's tied for 17, minus 3. Jimenez, minus 2. Longer, minus 2. John Daly playing in the event. He's tied for 51st after one round. He's plus 1. And Buffalo's Dudley Hart is in the event. He's plus 3.
Surprising to hear that slow start for Dudley. A little birdie told me he was 13 under through 27 holes a couple weeks ago between Park and CCP. So,
wow.
Yeah, he'll get his feet under him. He's going to be great. He's going to do great out there.
All right, so there's the Dick's Sporting Goods Open. Maybe for those of you listening a little east or south, maybe a little drive. It's not too bad to get to Endicott for that. Speaking of the Champions Tour players, they'll be in Rochester next year at Oak Hill for the Senior PGA. For more on that, we bring in the Executive Director of the Western New York PGA, Steve Bartkowski. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
We miss you here. You should have came to Donald Ross headquarters. I know your PGA West New York has a nice relationship with Donald Ross.
He needs a nap after this week.
He's had a busy week. Don't make him wake up.
I've seen him way too much.
Staff provider of the West New York PGA section, Mr. Stein, is a great guy. And happy to see you guys are at the studios today.
Yeah. Yeah, we're happy. Go ahead.
Rob's here.
There you go, Rob.
Thank you, Steve. Feelings mutual.
That's right. Well, Steve, we know you've had a busy week.
Good morning.
You've had a busy week, but why not? Let's start with what we just heard there. I mean, the Senior PGA's at Oak Hill. I know at some of the events this week, you've been promoting it. The trophy was at Glen Oak the other day. I know that you guys have been already promoting the event. I'm sure it'll be here before you know it for you.
Yeah, the Alfred S. Bourne Trophy has been making its way around the Western New York section already. We had a promotional night out in Rochester a few weeks ago. We had the trophy on hand, and then we actually headed out for our PGA Junior League Championship this past Thursday. And we're looking forward to once again being able to help Oak Hill and the PGA of America conduct one of their biggest events of the year coming in May. And if you are looking to get tickets, my best suggestion for anyone listening is to contact their local PGA professional, because they can get a 10% discount through their PGA professional this year for the 2019 Senior PGA.
Cool. Very nice.
Are there still volunteer opportunities?
The volunteer opportunities actually sold out in about a week for local clubs and amateurs. It's pretty impressive the support that the Rochester community gives to these championships that come in town.
No doubt about
it's a great golf market. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we got to see the trophy this week with the PGA Junior League, which was a really cool event that Steve and his staff ran.
Yeah, let's talk about that. 80 junior players were at Glen Oak on Thursday, where the trophy was, but involved in the PGA Junior League event. They called it, I think, the All-Star event, but it was kind of the season capping edition, I guess I would say, Steve. And what a day. You were there a long time. You and your staff did a great job. Just tell everybody about that a little.
Absolutely. That was a lot of fun. That was the inaugural Western New York PGA Junior League Championship, and you saw it. It was pretty cool. We got a picture of all. There was 80 kids there in the morning. We had quarterfinal matches starting in the morning, so essentially 8 all-star teams from all over Erie, Pennsylvania, Buffalo, and Rochester made their way into this championship. And it's in the best way I can describe this program is it's Little League Baseball. These kids are out in jerseys with their team names on the back. They're playing in a fun scramble format. And by the end of the day, we got down to one team as our champion, and they're moving on to Valley Brook in Pittsburgh for the next step, which is regionals. And then the top teams from the regionals will go on to a national tournament in November. It's honestly, I've been around the PGA of America for over 9 years now, and it's the best program I've ever seen come out for kids that want to get involved in the game of golf.
Oh, there were food trucks there. It was just.
I enjoyed the food truck.
The fried dough. You know how many times I had to walk by a fried dough truck and try not to stop? Yeah.
You did
we're doing the
job,
show
Johnny.
From it next week.
Yeah,
that's right.
Next week's show is at the food truck. Set that up for us, Steve.
That's right.
Well, yeah, besides that, I mean, that event was phenomenal. Just from being there all day, watching the kids, I mean, just super, super, super cool. And the parents were so supportive. That's one thing. You do get it, but not always. And parents appreciative of the competitors, kids playing well, hitting good shots. Like it's a great atmosphere. It's contagious to be around in a good way, Steve. And I think that's what the goal of that you're looking for there is that not of course everyone's trying to win and play their best, but in the end, their appreciation of just good sportsmanship and good sports and good golf. It was all on display there.
And they're kids still.
Yeah. It's the best part about it is it's based around fun and camaraderie and being on a team, and there's certain rules that are out there. So if you hit it out of bounds, it's actually just a lateral water hazard to help the kids move along and not get too frustrated if they play really bad. So it's the whole concept of it is just great. And we had over 450 kids involved in PGA Junior League this year around our section. So we're pretty proud of the progress and how it continues to grow.
You have 451 next year, by the way. My 8-year-old right. is like, I need to do that.
And so. we crowned a new section champion this week, didn't we?
Yes, we did. We had Erie Palmer was the first ever Western PGA Junior League section champion.
That very cool.
Oh, I mean, our section champion. Didn't and then we? At Stafford.
And then we had players on Monday at Stafford, where we were at last week. You guys had your PGA Professional section championship.
We did. We did crown a champion, Paul Sanders from Ravenwood Golf Club. He was the only individual that finished under par, three under par for 36 holes, and it was his second time being champion. He won back in 2002. It was nice to see him win it and take the Henry P. Serto Trophy this year. That was a lot of fun.
He had to fight the weather, that's for sure.
Yeah,
we had 2 hour rain delay in the second round.
That's right. Well, we got to play Stafford last week, the three of us, after our show, and what a cool, fun course it is there.
It was a great time.
No doubt.
Great time.
Hey, last thing before we let you go, by the way, Stephen Barkowski of the Western PGA joining us here on TD Green as we're live at the Donald Ross offices in Clarence for our show this week on WGR. A 100-hole golf event is coming up to support charity work here in Western New York for the Western New York PGA Reach Foundation. Tell everybody about that, Stephen.
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing, in the next couple of weeks, you're going to see different clubs around Buffalo, Rochester, and Erie playing 100 holes of golf in one day. And the idea behind it is to raise awareness and hopefully some funds for PGA Reach Western New York. You know, PGA Reach Western New York funds fully PGA Junior League and the championship and also funds PGA Hope. So this coming, on the 28th, myself, PGA professional Tim Fries, and I believe a few of the individuals on this show today will be playing 100 holes. And the idea behind our program is the fact that suicide is a major issue among our military veterans. It's a fact that 22 veterans a day are committing suicide, so we're trying to raise awareness for that. PGA Hope is a program we run as a free clinic, no cost for military veterans, and our PGA professionals give them lessons around our section to help with this issue, and what we're trying to do is just really raise awareness. So if you're interested in coming out and watching at Glen Oak on August 28th, we're going to start early in the morning. If you're interested in donating, we really appreciate it. Just go to WNYPGA.com/donate, and your money will go to a good cause. And I'm really excited. I've done this a few times now, play 100 holes. It's a little bit exhausting, but it's a lot of fun, so.
Yeah,
looking forward to the event.
Yeah, it should be great. Steve Barkowski from the Western PGA. Well, busy week for you with your section championship at Stafford, the Junior League event, and I know you're getting ready for the Senior PGA and this 100 holes of golf event. So take a breather this morning, Stephen. Thanks for coming on with us, and thanks again for your support of the show.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
All right, Stephen Barkowski from the Western New York PGA, one of our presenting sponsors, along with Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. Before we go here from our Donald Ross offices in Clarence, congratulations to our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge winner for the final major of the year for the PGA Championship, Patrick Berger. Patrick picked Koepka, the winner, Justin Thomas, top five finisher, and Dustin Johnson. Those were his three. He wins a great prize pack at Batavia Downs, which includes hotel, free play, and a restaurant gift card. So looking forward to that. Our friends from Batavia Downs wanted me to pass along that they've got concert coming up. ABBA Mania.
Come on.
Coming up September 8th.
It's a palindrome.
And Frankie Shinta on September 2nd.
All right.
So Frankie Shinta on the 2nd, ABBA Mania on the 8th. Tickets to those at BataviaConcerts.com.
They've had a great lineup of concerts on the track this year.
When we were there last week, Leanne Womack was playing.
Leanne Womack, yes.
Before we went to Stafford.
Did you dance? She hoped you did.
That was her last song, which probably was you could have predicted. That's right.
Well, yes. That's
her
song.
Big hit. Yeah. That is her big hit.
We heard it.
That's right. We did hear it. That was good. We got there in time. All right. That music means we're done. Rob Stein from Donald Ross. Rob, thanks for having us here today.
Oh, you're welcome. This has been very enjoyable.
Very cool. Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. Derek, thank you very much. He'll have the show up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. I'll also tweet it out as well at Brian WGR. For Kevin Sylvester. Kevin, have a great week.
You too, bud.
Jeff Midas, PGA Pro. Thank you, Jeff. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.